The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Results from a new study suggest that certain genes in male African buffaloes distort the genetic material in their sperm, so they father only sons. These genes are turned on when there's plenty of grass to chow down on, as happens during the rainy season. However, there appears to be a few systems in play, so that overall, the proportion of males to females tends to even out. For one thing, the males with these sex-distorting genes are usually less fertile than other males. Another possibility is that a different set of genes, triggered by the dry season, influences the resulting brood so that there's slightly more females born. This is the first evidence of so-called sex ratio genes in large mammals. These genes have so far only been observed in insects such as flies and in rodents. Sex ratio genes can be malicious, however. They work by either killing or disabling the opposite sex chromosome. So if they're lurking on the Y chromosome, they kill off the X, meaning the father's sperm will contain only Y chromosomes, so he'll only produce male offspring. And if they're on the X chromosome, the opposite happens.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.